showers, high 86.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 WBOB presents the Tony D Means Business Show with your host, Tony Davis. This live call-in show is all about business, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, our call-in number is 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And now, here's the host of the Tony D Means Business Show, Tony Davis.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome to another edition of the Tony D Means Business Show. I am in studio live in Jacksonville with Sean Suarez.
Hello.
Sean, how the heck are you?
Doing great. It's, good to be here.
It's been a week.
It has.
Yes, and the things that have gone on. But hey, this is a call-in show. We're also broadcasting live on our Facebook page. So if you want to watch us as well, go ahead and give us a call at 831-0600, or you can watch us on Facebook at Tony D Means Business Facebook page. And we have...
Yeah, you got, I guess some of your audio going out is coming back at you there.
Yes, it is. I'm not sure where
because
that's from.
From your streaming, I guess.
Yeah, we got so much technology going on here. It's just driving us crazy. But anyways, let's talk a little bit. We got a packed show today. We have... Scott Kornberg, Media and Public Relation Director from the Jumbo Shrimp.
Awesome.
He will be calling in.
Very good.
Want to see what's going on with the Jumbo Shrimp. We've got Steve Jordan, CEO of the National Independent Automotive Dealer Association. He's going to be calling in at the bottom of the hour.
Awesome.
And then we have a new tropical storm, and that path appears to be coming our way. So we got Jason Hess, who is the official meteorologist for the Tony D Means Business Show.
That's right.
Man, you've got connections.
No, we don't mess around. I don't mess around. So if I got to get a meteorologist, by God, I'm going to get a meteorologist.
That's right.
And I have the best in the biz. It's not one of these TV guys, man. This is the guy that sits
now, behind. Some of the TV guys, even he said it last week.
Yes,
they
he
work
did,
very
he did.
Closely
but,
with him.
Hey,
I know you're,
hey,
you're
pumping
doing
the show
promo.
Up.
You're
pumping the show up. Come on.
It.
I mean, those TV guys are good. I mean, if you're listening, I'm sure they're all listening. Hey, you guys are great. We love you. But I'm sorry, I'm going to give the nod to the official meteorologist.
They go to him.
It goes to Jason. You know, he was in studio, and we're going to talk about... what is it? Tropical Cyclone 9. That's what it's named, and it probably could be named by the end of the show.
Yeah, and it's got an unusual name. It would be very hard to pronounce.
It's not. It's like Isaiah, but it's not Isaiah. It's like Isaiah-is or something. I don't know. But Jason will know, and that's why we have him on call and on standby. So he will be calling in. And so since the last show, Sean, the RNC's been canceled.
Done. Gone.
Gandhi. We've had three named tropical storm systems.
All right.
Not so good, right?
Yeah. Yep. And then again, there's this other one. We've had continued unrest across the country, and that's all being caused by Donald Trump and him sending federal troops in.
Of course.
So we can get into that. And what else happened? Let's see. Oh, Major League Baseball has started, and now it's paused for four teams.
Quick.
Yeah, that didn't. And behind the glass is AJ.
Sorry.
Forgot.
I'm the troublemaker here today.
The teachers union has filed a lawsuit. So, yeah, hey, just another day in the life of the good old United States of America. For those of you that are listening or watching on Facebook, feel free to comment. And if you have a question, you know, we will be happy to interact with you via the Facebook page. But let's talk about this. I guess the big news of the day is this Association of Frontline Doctors.
Right.
So they're calling themselves. And it was a very interesting video. You know, obviously there's a lot of positive news coming out of that video. You know, hey, great. You know, hey, we've got a cure. And it's not really anything that we didn't already know. It's not really, not to say that we didn't know, that we haven't heard before. Okay. We've heard hydrochloroquine and zinc and Z-Pak. You know, we've heard these things, that it has reduced the symptoms, and it has shown effectiveness. Okay.
But then
it's been discounted. And then, you know, a doctor will come up and say, No, it's really good. You know, again, like everything, like masks, are they good or are they bad?
Well, they have side effects, right? They've got some negative side effects for folks who have certain conditions, like any other drug that's out there. Yeah. So if certain media outlets want to focus on the folks that have side effects and then that, quote unquote, proves its inefficiency. No, it doesn't. So it obviously can be used and has been used all over the world very, very effectively.
Very effectively to treat malaria. And so for those of you that have not seen this video, it's come out within the last 24 hours. Now, you're going to have a hard time finding it on any of the larger social media platforms such as Facebook and Twitter. But you can probably find it on some of the ones that are less discerning or I should say less agenda driven. But it's from a doctor, and she's a doctor in Houston, and her name's Dr. Stella Emmanuel, and she's went to school in Nigeria, I believe. I think she's from Cameroon, but she's treated. She's very familiar with hydrochloroquine and treatments and treating patients with it, and it's proven to be effective. And she's treated over 300 and counting patients with diabetes. And if you watch the video, you'll get more of an explanation. We've got a couple little sound bites here. But she's very passionate about what she's talking about because she's firsthand has seen it with her patients and is talking about the effectiveness here. We'll kind of pop into it here. I'll give you a little bit of a sound bite.
And today I'm here to say that America, there is a cure for COVID. All this foolishness does not need to happen. There is a cure for COVID. There is a cure for COVID. It's called hydroxychloroquine. It's called zinc. It's called Zithromax.
So I think what she's saying is that they're a cure for COVID.
Right.
but nevertheless, you know, that's good news, right?
Yeah, you would think.
So why is Twitter shut it down? Not only Twitter shut anybody who posted it.
Including the president.
President Trump.
Yep.
Eric Trump. Several people.
Trump Jr.
Yep.
Yep.
Everybody has tweeted this out, and Twitter has categorically shut it down. Facebook categorically shut it down.
Because why? They are the final judge.
Yeah. The question is—
Because they're left-leaning.
Well, of course, but you would think that would be good news. So there's an undercurrent, you know, they're left-leaning, but why is the left so driven about not wanting a cure for this?
Because President Trump endorsed it.
Yeah, it's unfortunately this is
anything to do with him. If he likes something, they automatically don't like it because they hate him so much.
Well, I think it goes beyond that, though. I think I think everything is about money. Mm-hmm. If we have hydrochloroquine and Z-Pak and zinc, what do we need a
vaccine for?
Yeah, there it is. That's the word.
Yeah.
what do we need a vaccine for? Okay, somebody's going to be really rich on this vaccine. Companies already are, Pfizer and these other companies. But somebody holds, you know, somebody's got to hold patents on these. Somebody is driving this hydrochloroquine is terrible for you or it's not effective. And that's what you're talking, that's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. You know, there is an agenda driven by the left right now, and you're seeing it. You're seeing it with COVID. Why do they want to keep the economy shut down? Why? I don't know.
Right.
We can coexist. We have coexisted with viruses before. Why are we doing this? I mean, obviously, yes, AJ's right. We're trying to hurt Trump. We're trying to get Trump out of here.
Yeah, that's part of that probably.
That's probably the big thing. But I think ultimately it's about power. It's about money. You know, and I think it goes. You know, I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist here. But, you know, that's just the obvious things. There's an undercurrent of what the left is doing with these riots and these protests. And you have six mayors, Democratic mayors, coming out and pretty much giving the okay to have their cities burnt down. You know, and it's just a head scratcher. It's like, why? I know we're caller driven. 831-0600, 831-0600. Don't call if you kind of are on my side. Call. I want to hear from people right there that are on the left, that are explain to me why your party right now is giving the thumbs up to all of this violence and destruction and why they want to keep the economy shut down too. I need it explained to me because I can't believe we're doing this. We're going down this path as citizens of the United States of America. But anyways, you're listening to the Tony D. Means Business Show. We got Jumbo Shrimp coming right after this. And the number is 831-0600. Give us a call. We'll be back.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7888. That's 904-213-7888. Or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations. Done in a day. Beautiful for life.
Looking back through history, I am always amazed at what men have done to one another in the name of religion. There have been terrible battles, wars, inquisitions, and acts of prejudice all in the name of one religion or another. It's no wonder that Jesus Christ himself was not a huge fan of the religion of his day. It's often been said that religion is man reaching out to God, whereas Christianity is God reaching out to man. Christianity is not a religion, but a relationship. So make sure the spiritual focus of your life is on a relationship with Christ above everything else. And this is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover a relationship with God on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66. Start your journey home today.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit Bath Planet Jax.
Let's get back to the Tony D Means Business Show on AM 600 WBOB. Our call-in number is 904-831-0600. This portion of the show is brought to you by Granite Transformations of Jacksonville. Done in a day, beautiful for life. Visit gtjacks.com today. And now, here's the host of the Tony D Means Business Show, Tony Davis.
Welcome back to the Tony D Means Business Show. I'm Tony Davis in studio with Sean Suarez.
Hello.
And AJ behind the glass. Hey. And if you are out there in radio land and you need your kitchen remodeled, one of our sponsors is Granite Transformations of Jacksonville. And this is the time of the show where you get to listen to our sponsor pitch. But you know what? It is the best surface that you can put in your home for your countertops. And let me tell you why. It's an engineered stone. And as rated by Consumer Reports, engineered stone is the highest performing surface that you can put in your kitchen. And let me tell you, it's because it's made with quartz, granites, micas, other natural stone, but it's engineered with a polymer, and it's that polymer that makes it more durable against heat staining and scratching than any other surface on the market. So you don't have to seal it. You don't have to maintain it. You don't have to baby it like you do with ordinary granite. That's right. That's what we call it. We call it ordinary granite. Yeah, it's beautiful, but you're dealing with flaws. You're dealing with imperfections because it's coming out of the earth. And depending upon where that stone comes from throughout the world, and there's 1,800 different quarries, probably more, throughout the world, not all natural granite or ordinary granite is created equal. The granites from certain parts of the country are better, like Brazilian or Italian, than other parts of the country, like Chinese granite and some of the other granites that you see out there advertised for $30 a square foot. Trust me, folks, you're going to get what you pay for in the home remodeling industry. So if you want an inferior surface like natural granite, then that's fine. But if you want a product that has a lifetime warranty that's installed by my installers, not we don't sub that out. So every single person that's in your home has been with me for quite a long time installing for me. They treat your home as if it were their own. But here's a beautiful thing I didn't even mention, Sean. I cannot even believe this. I'm saving the best for last.
What's that?
We install over existing surfaces. So what that means for you, the homeowner, is that we're in and out. And our slogan is done in a day, beautiful for life for a reason. We're going to take a template of your existing countertops back to our shop. We're going to do about 85 to 95% of our fabrication in our fabrication warehouse so that when we come out on installation day, we are as efficient as possible. So literally, you don't have, it's demolition-free remodeling. We're not going in there. We're not ripping everything out that doesn't have to be ripped out. We're still going to get you an undermount sink, make that look beautiful. We can still get you a brand new Moen faucet. If you want a full backsplash, we can install a full backsplash. I mean, we can dress it up as much or as little as you want. So if you're sitting in there, you've been in your home too long, you're working out of your house now, and you're going, I can't stand my kitchen, call us at 213-7878. 213-7878, because we do get free design consultations as well. You can also check us out at GTJAX, real easy, GTJAX.com. All right, so our guest right now on the line is Scott Kornberg. He's the media and public relations manager for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. And the Jumbo Shrimp, unfortunately, because I've been out there, and what a customer experience they provide out there. I mean, if you guys have not been to minor league baseball and checked out that experience, it's so much more relaxing, enjoyable, family friendly. Anyways, Scott, I don't want to steal your thunder. Hey, how are you?
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for the kind words, and thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it. Hey, I want to know, the Tony D Means Business Show. I mean, Sean and I sit here, we talk about what's going on in our local economies. And we're small business advocates. We're both small business owners, and we care about, you know, particularly in this time, what's going on, and no more than we do for the Jumbo Shrimp, that's for sure. Because man, you guys just kind of had your heart ripped out this year, didn't you?
Yeah, it was really obviously unexpected when the virus really picked up in March, and everything sort of shut down. We figured, all right, everything reopens again, we'll be the star of the show in Jacksonville and Northeast Florida, and obviously didn't work out that way with every single minor league baseball season canceled. But we've got some really smart people in our office, and obviously, like every other small business in town and across the country, trying to find a way to stay afloat and stay relevant. And fortunately for us, those minds have come up with some really cool, almost always family-friendly events that we kind of have throughout the week, and certainly the weekends. There are movie nights, there's bingo nights. Before we could have a sort of like a bar set up, a game was Thirsty Thursday before that was unfortunately shut down as well, but we did a trivia night this last weekend. Really, it's been a lot of fun to kind of tap into all different markets of the city, and certainly a challenge for our staff, but one we've definitely embraced, and definitely something that we'll hopefully never experience again. But at the same time, I think, having gone through what we're going through with no baseball, it really shows off what we really think we do best, which is the other stuff going on at the ballpark, what we call our affordable family fun.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit. Let's back up for those folks that are kind of unfamiliar with the Jumbo Shrimp. Maybe they're not sports fans. But sell us on that minor league experience that I was talking about. Okay, let's just, and we'll get back to some of the events because I can't wait to hear about those as well. But first of all, what's the affiliation? Who are we affiliated? Talk about the history. I know we were the Jacksonville Sun. I think in 2016 we were bought out, and the marketing plan to change the name was absolutely phenomenal, being a big marketing guy myself. But yeah, give us a little background leading up to some of the events that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, so we are a minor league baseball team, and we are the AA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. So that is sort of like our baseball side, but I think one of the great things, and you kind of touched on this with the whole rebrand after the 2016 season, we really believe in really everything else besides the baseball, which I know is weird to say as a minor league baseball team, but that's because as a minor league baseball team, we don't actually control any of the baseball. That all comes from the Marlins. So all of our players, all of our coaches, the trainer, anything to do with baseball, it all comes from the Marlins. So we have no control over who's playing second base or who's batting fifth in the lineup or anything of that nature. So what we do control is the experience that our fans have coming out to the ballpark for games or for movie nights or for anything else. And so our slogan is affordable family fun. Our tickets are as low as $5 per game. We've got $2 hot dogs. We really believe in making sure that people of all backgrounds, you don't have to like baseball, can come out and enjoy a day at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. And, you know, every game is different with our promotions. We've got fireworks every Friday when we play, obviously, and we're doing a movie night with fireworks on Saturday. We do Thirsty Thursdays with all sorts of drink specials, Family Sundays with all sorts of things like Kids Run the Bases. Everything is geared towards kids and families that day. Our Saturdays always have promotions like bobbleheads or hats or whatever happens to be the giveaway. So really everything is geared towards when you come into the gates, making sure you're entertained. It's fun for people of all backgrounds and people of all ages. So I think that's what makes minor league baseball unique, is that the baseball isn't the focal point. And Ken Babby, who owns our team, who obviously ushered in that rebrand, he's done an amazing job, you know, really building up his vision for the team. And we've got, like I said earlier, some really incredibly talented people on our staff who, you know, their job is to make sure everybody's having a great time out. So it is weird with no baseball, but we still feel like, you know, even with no baseball this summer, it's everything we believed in anyway. It's just that there's no baseball. We're still doing the same things when people come in, making it an affordable, memorable night for families and people who just want to get away.
Yeah, it sounds great. And don't you have like an event where you bring the dogs out too, or something like that?
Yeah, we do. We do Bark at the Park. So we do that, I think, about every month during our season. We haven't done anything like that this summer, but I know we've talked about that. So we'll have to see if we can get something on the schedule, because that's one of our most popular things that people ask us about.
All right. Well, great. Well, so what's the next event coming up? And give them the contact information, and how can they get tickets to it?
Absolutely. So our horror movie night, if you're into horror movies, is on Friday night, and that starts late. So obviously more gears to people who are into that, but it starts at 9 o'clock, and we try to make it like a little bit of a spooky night at the ballpark. A big thing that we're doing, I think, that probably has gotten the most traction would be on Saturday, so August 1st, which is weird to say, but yeah. We're doing an Onward family movie night. So I haven't seen Onward. I've heard it's awesome. We have a three-month-old in the house, so we're not quite at the Onward level yet, but after the movie night, we're doing a big fireworks show. So it kind of combines, you know, some of the things that are most popular. We do a bunch of movie nights throughout the season anyway, and for this, you know, and for all of our events this summer, and they're all socially distanced, they're all cashless, they're all safe, which is a really big thing. So for us, you know, you can come in, go to jackshrimp.com, or give us a call at 904-358-2846. And we have socially distanced squares on the field. We also have special VIP tables on the infield, which is really cool because they come with a whole bunch of food options. And then the following week, we're doing a bingo night on Saturday, August 8th. And then for anyone listening with kids who are maybe looking to get them out of the house, because I know it's been a tough summer for that, we're doing our second baseball camp. So we did one a couple weeks ago, and it was a huge hit. So we actually are bringing it back the week of August 10th. And that'll also lead into a premiere of a cooking class that we're having with our head chef at the ballpark. So there's a lot of different things, which I know is weird, again, for a minor league baseball team to talk about, but with no baseball this summer, we're trying our hand in a whole bunch of stuff that we think we do well anyway when we have people come out to the ballpark. So, again, variety of all ages, but those are our big events coming up. And you know, for us, we weren't planning on anything in August, but the Republican National Convention not happening has opened some things up at the ballpark for us to, you know, keep doing these fun events. And we've had great feedback from everybody who's come out.
Well, Scott, hey, man, I appreciate you coming on. What's your website one more time?
JackShrimp.com, JaxShrimp.com.
All right. Well, yes, I can speak from firsthand experience. The minor league baseball experience is second to none. Scott, I appreciate you coming on, and good luck with the rest of the season, not season.
Yeah. It's been a weird one. And, guys, thank you again for having me on. I really do appreciate it. And all the best to you guys going forward.
All right. Thanks, Scott. So much. And, yeah, so I don't know, man. Have you been to those games before?
They are. They're a blast, especially the ones with the fireworks. But I'm really impressed. They're doing a lot that how creative they are with bingo night and baseball camps and dinner on the field and all kinds of stuff to do for families with no baseball. So no, kudos to them.
It's It's a great time. It's a good atmosphere. I appreciate Scott coming on. Coming up after the break, we got Steve Jordan, CEO of the National Independent Automobile Dealership. We'll talk to you later.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is announcing a new deal with Eastman Kodak that will provide $765 million to develop homemade generic drugs. The president told a news conference today most of generic drugs are made in India and China. Attorney General William Barr faced an angry barrage of Democrats during his contentious hearing at the House Judiciary Committee today. The hearing was delayed by an hour while Chairman Jerry Nadler was in an auto accident while heading to the meeting. Groups protesting in Portland, Oregon against federal agents sent to guard a courthouse have sued the Department of Homeland Security over the agents' use of tear gas and rubber bullets. Violence in the cities has continued now for days. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 205 points, the Nasdaq dropped 134, the S&P declined 20. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Adam Borgman. Jacksonville police are looking for any and all information about what led up to a fatal shooting which happened on Sheldrake Drive. They arrived overnight to find a man's body inside a home there. Residents of both Clay and St. John's counties who've been hit hard by the pandemic could soon get some financial help. In Clay County, one-time payments of up to $1,000 cash per household are now available. You'll have to apply for the benefit from the Clay County CARES Act program. The terms for getting a piece of CARES Act funds designated for St. John's County are still being worked out, but the Board of County Commissioners says that $46 million will ultimately be distributed. They argued, one of them fired a gun at the other, and now one's dead, and at last word, the other was still at large. Jacksonville police say it happened last night on Dunn Ave and Duval Road. The shooter opened fire just as the victim was driving away. The victim made it about a mile before his car crashed. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
There's delays because of an accident on I-95 northbound at the ramp to the 295 Beltway on the south end of town. Also, there's a crash in Clay County on the First Coast Expressway northbound before exit 36, blocking the right lane there. And there's planned construction at the Wonderwood Bridge, both eastbound and westbound near the Intercoastal. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 77. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high 86.
Are you afraid of the IRS because you have unfiled or unpaid taxes? Most don't realize that having unfiled federal taxes is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail for each unfiled return. With the IRS, it's never a question of if they'll come, but when. We are J. David Tax Law, a local firm right here in Jacksonville. Your first step to IRS protection is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. Call today for a no-cost consultation at 904-606-0009. That's 904-606-0009. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886. And tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Let's get back to the Tony D Means Business Show on AM 600 WBOB. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bath Planet of Jacksonville and Granite Transformations. If you'd like to talk business with Tony, our call-in number is 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And now, here's the host of the Tony D Means Business Show, Tony Davis.
Welcome back to the Tony D Means Business Show. I'm Tony Davis in studio with Sean Suarez.
Hello.
And as you know, we are small business advocates, and we are here to talk about how the days the current events are affecting local economies, local small businesses, as ourselves. So we have a very special guest. Steve Jordan is the CEO for the National Independent Automobile Dealers Association, and their membership is comprised of independent auto dealers. And that's quite a few small businesses, isn't it, Steve Jordan?
Absolutely is. And thank you, Tony, for the invite to be on the show. And let me just on the outset say congratulations on tackling all things small business with the Tony D Means Business broadcast. Congratulations, man. Really proud of it.
Well, thanks, JoJo. And the reason why there's a little familiarity there is because Steve Jordan was actually my college roommate.
Wow.
Yes, and he lives in Dallas. So one of the things that we have in common, Sean, is that we're getting a lot of liberals migrating to our particular states, aren't we, Steve?
Well, you know, that's a true statement. You know, one of the most popular places to relocate right now from California is, in fact, Texas. But that's because our current governor and our governor before that, Rick Perry, did a really good job of flying directly into California, convincing businesses, small businesses, large businesses alike, to come to Texas and build their plants, build their facilities. You may have seen that Tesla mm-hmm. has agreed to build a new battery plant in Texas right outside of Austin. So, yeah, I mean, I think,
media mogul Joe Rogan is also coming to Texas.
Well, let's not forget about Joe Rogan, who is, he's all things media, right? But it's a crazy time and it's a crazy day. And certainly, Texas and Florida alike welcome anybody who is interested in no personal income tax.
Well, yeah, I know you guys have the Californians coming and we got the New Yorkers coming. So I don't know who wins in that situation, to be honest with you. No offense to any of you New Yorkers out there listening. I mean, I love you, but I grew up in South Florida, too. So I was in the restaurant industry, bussing tables and waiting tables. So you guys weren't particularly nice around Christmas time when you guys would come down as snowbirds. But I digress.
Well, look, you can make an argument that the tables have turned. California was a hot spot. New York was a hot spot. The tables have now turned. Florida's a hot spot. Texas is a hot spot. An argument could be made there for obvious reasons as to why that is. But I don't want to go off on a rail.
No. So let's talk a little bit about your clientele, your membership base. You've got about, I don't know, plus or minus 15,000 independent automobile dealers. So how has this whole COVID situation kind of affected them? And what ingenious marketing ideas and things of that nature are you seeing out there? And just really kind of give us the state of the union on what's going on with your organization.
Yeah, well, to say that 2020 has been like anything anybody's ever seen before has been an understatement. You mentioned NIADA. We have about 15,000 members in all 50 states. And to your point, these are small business owners who have decided to build a business in their communities to support their communities. They are small businesses. 83% of our dealers have less than 6 employees. 87% of our businesses are $10 million a year in annual revenue or less. So definitely the garden variety definition of the small business owner. You know, they're just grinding it out in their communities, trying to service their customers and trying to figure out how to put their kids through school just like the rest of us. So when you talk about the impact of COVID and the pandemic, it's been very tumultuous. You have essentially the economic shutdown in March and April and the economic recession that came out of that certainly was devastating to a lot of small business owners. But I'm happy to report that the small business community in the car business has largely been able to weather the storm. And I think what we're seeing now is this kind of V-shaped recovery is really what we're seeing now in our part of the industry. Certainly there was a precipitous fall off in April and May. March, April, and May. And now we're kind of coming back out of that. And some of our dealers are reporting some of the best months in July, June and July, that they've ever had. And I feel like that's largely due to, you know, pent-up demand from being sheltered in place for, you know, 30, 60, 90 days. Certainly the stimulus money coming out of the federal government was a big part of that recovery. So kudos to the administration for, you know, figuring out how to manage the CARES Act. Certainly the PPP funds that were made available to small businesses to encourage them not to lay anybody off has been very helpful to small businesses trying to weather the storm. But, you know, certainly it's been tumultuous, but I'm happy to report that on that kind of where we're at in the recovery stage of the pandemic, independent car dealers are doing great.
Well, that's good to hear. That's real good to hear. And you know, I know Texas is very business friendly. Florida's been very business friendly with our governor. And, you know, it seems like, you know, we haven't had a lot of issues to deal with, so to speak, with our, you know, our governors wanting to keep things closed down because of what's going on. So that's been good for, you know, all around for a lot of our local businesses in our states. Let me ask you this. I know you're a big Cowboys fan. What's going on with that Dak Prescott contract situation?
Well, I think I think that's the $64,000 question here in the city of Dallas for sure. You know, for anybody who's been following the story, obviously Dak and the Dallas Cowboys weren't able to get it done by the July 15th deadline. But, you know, I feel like I can see both sides of the story there. Certainly people blame Jerry Jones for not getting it done. He wanted a four-year deal or he wanted a five-year deal. Dak wanted a four-year deal, maybe get a little taste of some of that TV revenue coming up in the next couple of years. Certainly you got the salary cap changes there coming down the pike. So certainly a lot of interest here in the city of Dallas to get that deal done. But look, you know, it's early in Dak's career. He's still, you know, I think the early signs are very positive statistically. You know, he's obviously a clear leader in the clubhouse and on the field. But I think everybody, including Jerry Jones, is looking for that next title.
Well, he you know, Dak's got to realize he wants to go in there and get that Mahomes money, and that ain't going to happen. There's only one Patrick Mahomes, baby.
But no, that's exactly right. I mean, he got it done, and that's the payday, right? That's the payday everybody wants. You want to win the Super Bowl. You want to get the big ring, and with that comes, you know, comes the fruits of their labor.
Yep, and
so
actually,
congratulations. Yeah, certainly congratulations to Mahomes. I mean, certainly well deserved. But you know, it certainly is controversial as, you know, whether or not you should wear a mask these days.
Well, it actually was just announced today that he's now part owner of the Kansas City Royals. So, but let me ask you this: he actually became a partner of the Kansas City Royals.
Did he really?
As a Kansas City Royals fan, I'm kind of happy about that. Hopefully, there'll be some sort of, we'll get back to the 2015 days. But Jordan, let me ask you this, man: what do you think about what's going to happen in November?
Wow, that's a great question. Certainly, I'll take my NIADA hat off and put on my personal philosopher hat about political stuff, but. You know, I feel like it's anybody's guess at this point. I heard Trump's coming to Texas tomorrow to maybe, you know, some of the undercurrent communication or undercurrent is, you know, he's trying to shore up the base here in Texas. You know, back in 2016, he won in Texas by 9 percentage points. Mm-hmm. So certainly a big red state for Donald Trump, and he's got to make sure he wins Texas. But
yeah,
you know, to your point about Californians and others coming into the state of Texas, I mean, Beto gave Ted Cruz a run for his money a couple of years ago, and I think that might be a sign of things to come. But I think at this point, you know, Trump, I feel like, is doing all the right things to shore up the base. He's doing these coronavirus press conferences again, which I think is helpful in terms of just reiterating what's happening at the federal level with the coronavirus, the, you know, hydroxychloroquine, the treatments, the ventilators, you know, the PPE.
Well, one thing,
all the stuff that goes along with that.
JoJo, but, just like in college, I got to cut you off, man. But
man, no kidding.
But anyways,
hey, ready?
We got to go. Hey, give Tasha my love. Thanks for coming on. And you're listening to the Tony DB's Business Show. We'll be right back after this.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit BathPlanetJax.com.
In these challenging times, we need conservative leadership we can trust. James St. George is a doctor and small business owner, not a politician. St. George is a Christian family man who is strongly pro-life. St. George is an NRA certified marksman who believes in our Second Amendment, and he's a law and order conservative who will stand with our police to crack down on Antifa terrorists. James St. George is strong on border security, and he will help President Trump complete the wall. And St. George is ready to create jobs like he did with his small business. Tax cuts for working families. Eliminate burdensome regulations for small businesses. Take on China and bring our manufacturing jobs home. That's the St. George plan to rebuild our economy and get Floridians back to work. Dr. James St. George, the conservative outsider who's tough enough to stand with Trump.
I'm Dr. James St. George, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of James St. George.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7888. That's 904-213-7888. Or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations. Done in a day, beautiful for life.
Let's get back to the Tony D Means Business Show on AM 600 WBOB. Our call-in number is 904-831-0600. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bath Planet of Jacksonville. Out of this world service, down to earth price. Visit BathPlanetJax.com today. And now, here's the host of the Tony D Means Business Show, Tony Davis.
Welcome back to the Tony D Means Business Show. I'm live in studio with Sean Suarez, and the call-in number is 831-0600. We got a special guest right now. We have some breaking news earlier today, and we have Jason Hess, the official meteorologist for the Tony D Means Business Show, on the line. He's going to give us a rundown on what's going on in the tropics. We've got Tropical Cyclone number 9, and if you remember from listening to us last week, Jason was in studio breaking down what he thinks is going to happen. Jason, what is going on with Tropical Cyclone 9, if it's not been named already?
Yeah, well, it's been a busy week in the tropics. This last week, we were sitting there talking about Tropical Storm Gonzalo being formed. That's already fading the Caribbean. Then Hannah developed in the Gulf and went into the Texas area. And now this one is developing east of the Lesser Antilles, and it's still considered potential Tropical Cyclone 9 because it still has not has enough organization to be called the eye storm,
which is going to be what?
That is the that's the one that's the tough to pronounce. The everyone looks at it and says it should be Isaias, but it's Isaias. So it's Isaias. So yes, it has. All it's right. A tough one to pronounce.
I mean, why can't we do like Igor or something? I mean, come on.
Yes, the eye storm generally isn't really well favored around here anyway, because the last eye storm was the good old Irma. That got us. Yes. So that one's hopefully this is not a similar effect from the eye storm, but right now it's still developing, and Puerto Rico has some tropical storm warnings because it's expected to impact them in about 2 days on Thursday. I know they're still reeling from Maria and a lot of stuff from there. So but the outlook for us this weekend is still uncertain for Florida Peninsula because of the track over Puerto Rico and Hispaniola, and that major mountainous island could disrupt this system. So
yeah, it was the track. It was projecting for it to hit South Florida Sunday. Now, obviously, a lot can happen between now and then. The question that I really want to know is am I going to be able to go to the beach Saturday?
Yes, it should be. I mean, unfortunately, like, you know, we talked about today, yesterday, and today, we're back in the westerlies with storms everywhere around here, just pummeling Jacksonville area. So, but some actual drier air just will move in aloft ahead of this system, kind of not really associated with it on Friday and Saturday, kind of real hot and hot conditions. But any impacts for the northeast Florida area won't be really felt until Sunday into Monday. And kind of the real thing just to focus on with for northeast Florida and Jacksonville is the weaker storm. If we have a weaker storm come out of the into the Bahamas, it'll probably come up the Florida Peninsula and have some pretty good rain and gusty winds. But if it was to develop into a hurricane over the Bahamas, into a stronger system, the general track would tend to take it offshore closer to the Gulf Stream, so we may have lesser impacts if a stronger storm does develop.
All right. Well, you're listening to Jason Hess, the official meteorologist of the Tony D. Means Business Show, and I know you got a tennis match. Is your tennis match at 6 o'clock canceled?
We are, hopefully, the westerlies have pushed the storm by us here. We're still probably in a lightning delay out there. Probably not going to play until 6:15 or 6:30 at the earliest if we get missed here on Fleming Island. So far, so good.
All right, we just got an on-location weather report from Fleming Island, Florida. Jason, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it, and you're going to have to become a regular here as the official meteorologist for the show. So on Tuesday.
Well, maybe, hopefully we'll either be just talking about it passing us by next Tuesday, going up to the Carolinas.
All right, sounds good, man. Have a good rest of the night. Thanks for calling in.
All right, thank you.
Yep. All right, well, hey, that's it, man. You get it all on the Tony D Means Business Show. You hear a little bit about minor league baseball. We cover the sports, covered a little bit of the economy out here, out in Texas and beyond. And man, it's just what a phenomenal show we got going on here, isn't it?
It's great. Hitting all of it.
So, but we do have one more sponsor to talk about. It's Bath Planet. And Bath Planet, it focuses on the wet area, the bathtubs, the bathroom, the most problematic areas of the bathroom, where all the water is, where all the hazards are as far as slipping and falling. And I'm talking to the seniors out there, and you know what I'm referring to. So if you're still stepping into that tub to take a shower, you got to stop. Okay. I'm looking out for your health. I'm looking out for your safety. Get us out to your home for a free design consultation. Let us look at that tub area and talk about putting a tub to shower conversion there. And that way we can get rid of the tub, we can do a barrier-free, we can do a low threshold or just a regular threshold shower base so that you don't have to worry about the hazards of stepping into a wet bathtub, okay? We can also put a bench seat in. And oh, by the way, the walls that we put in are grout-free, so you don't have to maintain them. You don't have to worry about water damage getting behind the grout. You don't have to worry about any of that mess that you're dealing with now with a tile shower or tub surround, okay? So if you're a senior out there, call us right now, 213-7878, 213-7878. You'll be talking to Carly. She is manning the phones as we speak, and she would love to book a free design consultation. We take the time to sit down with you, make sure you're comfortable with who you're doing business with, talk to you about all of our warranties. We're backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal, and really make you just confident in what we're going to do for you in your home. Okay? Give us a call. You can go to bathplanetjax.com, 904-213-7878. So Sean can help you out too.
That's right.
With your retirement planning. He is a financial advisor with Meinrod & Leeper of Raymond James.
Yes, sir.
And talk to the folks about what you can do for them.
Absolutely. You know, and talking about free consultations, free design consultations, what I offer is similar in that I just call it as easy as it's a cup of coffee and a second opinion. And I offer that out, and it's worked out great to meet folks around Jacksonville who, you know, they think they're in an okay situation with their current advisor or they're doing it on their own. And I offer them an opportunity for, you know, 30 minutes at a local cafe of their choice, socially distanced, of course, to have a cup of coffee and look, share with me what's going on. Where are you at financially? What are some of your goals? Are the services and solutions you're receiving from your current advisor, are they getting the job done? Have you heard from your advisor during this pandemic? Are you getting the information? Are you getting the advice that you need, especially when times get scary, right? That's when good financial advice is invaluable. And so if you need someone else to talk, you want a second opinion of what's going on with their finances and that you might be open to talking to another financial advisor, financial planner, I encourage you to give us a call. My website is a shortcut. It's just my name, Sean Suarez, so SEANSUAREZ.com. It'll direct you to my team's website, or you can call our office at 904-642-3257. Our team, we put together complete financial plans for our clients that take into account your financial goals, your investment goals, your personal and family goals, including your estate goals. And we put it all together, and that should drive the investment planning process. So your investments should match up and align with your plan. And if it's not, if you don't know if they're aligned right now or not, or if you haven't heard from your advisor in the last 6 months, give us a call. We'll give you a free second opinion, free consultation. I call it a fit meeting. You get to see if we might be a fit for you, and we get to see if you might be a good fit for our practice. And we can go over all the nuts and bolts and what makes us who we are and the red carpet treatment that we give our clients. And so we'd love to talk with you, have a cup of coffee, and provide a second opinion on what's going on with your investments.
Great. And I recommend Sean highly. He helps me out with my stuff. And he's not only just a friend, but he's a great advisor, somebody to lean on for, you know, I know home improvements. I don't know anything about what he does. And just like when we have people that try to do their home improvement projects, not some of you good ones out there, so don't take offense, but by and large, the average homeowner, when you walk into their home and you look at their backsplash they tried to put on, or they tried to paint their countertops, and yes, we've run into that, we just kind of shake our head and go, you know, if you had us out the first time, you wouldn't have spent all that time, money, and frustration.
Right.
You probably wouldn't have made the missus angry, and then, you know, we could have happy, you know, everybody would have been happy. So don't try to do this stuff yourself. Everything's a little bit crazy right now with the markets and with, you know, all the different options that are going on. That's what Sean's team's supposed to do, and don't try to do your own home improvement projects if you're not capable. That's how you end up double spending, so to speak.
Go!
So,
where did that come from, honey?
Yeah. So anyway, some of the things, I just want to kind of wrap up the show talking about some of the things that I've seen from Trump that I really like. Right now, his Rasmussen rating is 49%, which is his highest approval rating, you know, I think, of his term. And I think what we're seeing is somebody, I don't know if it's a new campaign manager, but it feels like somebody kind of got to him. You know, and again, nobody's ever going to get to Trump because he's going to do and say whatever he wants to do and say. But it kind of feels like he's taking it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what he's got to do to win.
Absolutely.
This is his race to win. No, or lose. Biden is not going to win.
He's in the basement. Trump's got the floor, and he just needs not to make one bad tweet that could make it very difficult for himself.
Yeah.
He just needs to, you know, just to play it smart between now and November, and I think we could be good.
The Democrats are going to, if they keep up with this platform of pretty much validating the protesters and the violence, and if they keep, you know, wanting to shut down economies because of this COVID and all the different information and misinformation we're getting, it's not going to work. So, hey, we appreciate y'all listening. We appreciate you watching on Facebook. This is the Tony D Means Business Show. Like us on Facebook next week. We're going to have a great show as well. And same bat time, same bat channel.